Good evening. One day a man was walking along the beach. He noticed a little boy bending down and picking something up and throwing it gently into the ocean. So he approached the boy and asked, "Hey, what are you doing?" And the boy replied, "I am picking up starfish and throwing them back into the ocean. If I don't throw them back, they will die." And the man said to him, "But come on, there are miles and miles of beaches, and there are hundreds and hundreds of starfish along the shore. They are washed ashore. Do you think what you are doing is going to make any difference?" The boy listened patiently to him, and then he bent down again, picked up another starfish, threw it gently back into the ocean, and then with a smile, he looked at the man and said, "I made a difference for that one." Brothers and sisters, in the gospel today, a lawyer, a scholar of the law, came to Jesus and asked him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" A very nice question. Good one. And this man was honest. This young scholar. "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus replied him with a counter question. "What is written in the law?" And the man said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." "Well said," Jesus said. "You know the law. Do it and you will live." And then to justify himself, he is asking Jesus again one more question. "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus gives him the parable of the Good Samaritan. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Who hasn't heard this several times at least? We all do, right? We have read this, prayed over it, listened to it several times. We know this parable so well. So much so that we forget that this parable is pointing to us. It's about living the way of Jesus, the way of love, the commandment of love, as Moses gave to the people of Israel. In today's first reading, we heard Moses told the people of Israel, the commandment is not something far away. It's closer to you. It's in your heart. It's on your lips. You just have to live it. It's about living the commandment of love. The parable of the Good Samaritan challenges us, brothers and sisters. It demands that we share our precious time, our talents, and our resources with those in need. The first part of the commandment is easy to follow. Love of God, fine. But then love of neighbor is the one who is the real test for us. It challenges us to reach out to our neighbors. Who is my neighbor? Who are our neighbors? Is it the one living next door? It could be. Is it the one whom we meet on the way? A stranger? Or someone who shows up on our doorstep? It could be any one of them. It could be our friend. It could be one in our family, someone in our family who needs our help. It could be an immigrant, a refugee who needs our genuine help. People who are in genuine need of help. It could be anyone. We are called to be reaching out to one another, as a good Samaritan did. Look at this Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans were enemies. They wouldn't even talk to each other, much less stopping and helping. But look at what he did. He reached out and helped a needy person. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the areas where all of us may feel guilty of doing less. I feel guilty that I haven't done enough in reaching out to the needy and helping them. Even as a priest and as a pastor, I have felt that again and again. I said, my God, I should have done better in that situation. I have felt that, honestly. We all sometimes miss our opportunity to reach out and help those in need. Of course, as a parish community of St. John Newman, we do a lot. We reach out to the needy people around us and help them in many ways through our various outreach ministries like the St. Vincent de Paul Society, the local council that we have. Through the St. Vincent de Paul Society, we are reaching out to the poor, the needy, the hungry, the homeless in our midst, helping them. We share food with them on a weekly basis. You know, the food that you bring, the dry food that you bring as you come to the Mass on Sundays and drop them in the basket there, they are going to the needy people around us. And also fresh food we are distributing on a weekly basis. Hundreds of people are being fed through your generosity. The money that you put in the basket in your second collection for St. Vincent de Paul, that goes to helping financially the people who come to us in need. We refer them to St. Vincent de Paul Society. They are being helped. We do a lot other stuff. Through the prison ministry, we collect clothes every year to be distributed to the prisoners who do not have anything to wear when they come out of the prison. We help with helping the poor people in poor places where they don't have good shoes. That's why today we are doing shoe collection. We are doing several things like that. You know, people who are in need materially, emotionally and spiritually, we reach out and help as a parish community. Those who are struggling in their, you know, because of the loss of their loved ones, we are reaching out to them through our bereavement ministry that just Mary Hayward just spoke before the Mass. We are trying to sit down with them and help them alleviate their suffering. We reach out to the sick and the needy through our ministers to the sick. And we are doing so many other things to alleviate the suffering of the poor and the needy. But we can still do more. What more could we do to reach out to the poor and the needy in our midst? Brothers and sisters, there is so much need in the world today, in our surroundings, so much so that we get so overwhelmed. And we can become indifferent and stop doing anything. You say, what can I do? This is so much need. We can always make a difference by reaching out to at least one more person, making that person's life better, helping alleviate his or her suffering. We will make a difference for that person. Amen.